everyone, welcome to Reach Higher Riverside, where we share all Reach Higher stories happening in the greatest county in the nation. My name is Priscilla Grijalva, and I work at the best high school in the world. Hi everyone! October is college kickoff month. Huge shout out and thank you to all the educators as they're helping their students go on for more education or training. This month we have a short interview with an amazing school counselor. His name is Stephen Avina, who works at Palm Springs High School in Palm Springs Unified School District. Stephen is going to share some tips on how to bridge the gap with families and students through technology. We also have an interview with Katie Emmerich, who is a principal at Lassell Elementary School in Valverde Unified School District. Katie was also featured in Forbes this past year for her work with College Kickoff and all the college and career events that they're doing at their site. Katie is an amazing educator who is very passionate about helping her students and really celebrating her staff. I am so excited to share this interview with you guys. But before I do that, I would like to give a shout out to Yesenia Preza from the class of 2019, who graduated at Nord Vista High School and now attends UCLA. She was just recognized by Better Make Room for Latinx Heritage Month. Way to go, Yesenia. Keep up the great work. We hope you guys enjoy this interview. Hi, everyone. I'm with an amazing school counselor who works in Palm Springs. Stephen, if you could please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Stephen Avina. I'm a high school counselor at Palm Springs High School in the Palm Springs Unified School District. I've been there the last 9 years.
So Stephen, we wanted to highlight some of the great work you're doing out there. Can you tell everyone a little bit about Talking Points?
Well, Talking Points is an application to reach all your students' families. One of the best things about it is it's an app and it's a two-way communication with the parents and their home languages. One of the benefits of that is you're being to build strong partnerships with the parents in their home language. It's two-way communication, which means I will send the text in English. And because we use Synergy then lets us know what home language to communicate in. And then we put that into the phone number that's in our Synergy account. And then it automatically translates via app to the parents in their home language. So I'll send the message in English. And then if the home language is in Spanish, it'll automatically translate for the parent into Spanish. Then when the parent decides to text back, they'll text in Spanish and it'll return to me in English. One of the benefits of Talking Points is because they use not only machine translation, but they also have human translation. So they're always updating their system. So it's not staying the same all the time.
Wow. So when you say language, is that any language?
It's well over 100 languages, including English. So don't think it's just for your EL parents, but it can be for all your parents. And again, it builds meaningful family engagement. And again, it's at Talking Points. It's TalkingPts.org. I'm a Google Apps for Education school, so I actually tied it to my school email address. Again, please check with your IT department to make sure that it's okay. But that's one of the things that we did do. And it's also downloadable on the Apple App Store as well as Google Play.
That's such an amazing resource, especially because it's free and then you can connect with the parents more. Especially during this pandemic, it's a great resource to use. So I would encourage you guys to check it out. Also, Stephen, you were telling me about this other resource that you guys use to honor students who are improving in grades or celebrating them for scholarships, college, career. It's called AutoCrat. Can you talk a little bit about that?
AutoCrat's a third-party Google Chrome extension, and it's similar to like a mail merge. So one of the things we try to do is when you do certificates of appreciation, you know, we can't mail much things home. So because our school is tied to their email address, it gives an opportunity for us to create a template with a Google Doc. Then from there, we have a Google survey, which is the same information from the Google Doc. And then we type into the Google survey, you know, we could say the recipient did a wonderful job of improving their grades from a C to a B. And then from there, we'll put who it's from. And it could be the counselor's name. It could be the teacher. And it could be school-wide. And then it's tied to, and then you put input the student's email address, which is typically their school email address. And then from there, it'll generate a PDF and it'll be an actual award of appreciation to the students.
Well, that would be a great email for students to get. It's such an encouraging way to do it. That's such a great resource. So thank you for sharing that too. At the end of our podcast, we like to do the Sunshine Spotlight. Can you tell us at least one thing that's made you happy this week?
I think one thing that made me happy is students reaching out to me and having a good conversation that she feels she's ready to leave California and she really wants to go to school either on the East Coast, the South, or the Midwest. And so to hear a senior student who's been in California their whole life ready to leave, to me was great because, you know, it's hard to leave the Sunshine State here in California, but she's ready to go.
Yeah, that's so true. So you're doing great work out there. And thank you, Stephen, for all you do for students in Palm Springs and for sharing the great work with all of our listeners. If you could just say goodbye to everyone out there listening.
Thank you, guys. School counselors, keep doing it. Everyone, we're in this together. Talk to everybody soon.
All right. Bye, everyone. Hi, everyone. I'm with an amazing educator. Can you please tell our listeners a little bit about your background as an educator?
Hello, hello. My name is Katie Ermer, and I'm the proud principal of LaSalle Elementary. I feel like I started my education career when I was two because my mom was a kindergarten teacher. So I grew up in the classroom helping her out, doing her models. She taught at the school that I went to, Granite Hill and Harupa Unified. And then as I grew up, I went to Cal State San Bernardino, got my credential, started teaching as a special ed teacher here in Valverde. I loved every minute of it, taught kinder through fifth grade. And then I fell in love with coaching and ended up being a general education coach at Bethune Elementary. And then I went on to be the assistant principal at Rainbow Ridge Elementary, which was a great sight too. And this is my third year here at LaSalle Elementary being the principal.
Wow, welcome. And you're doing amazing things at your site. I love your college shirt Wednesdays. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that and how that got started with your elementary students?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. So the college shirt Wednesdays actually started when we were on a traditional model. My AVID team, we have an AVID leadership team here who really takes the charge when it comes to our college going culture. And we decided to have our students participate every Wednesday, just being intentional with showing their college spirit and their college gear. It was my favorite thing Wednesday mornings to see the kids come through the front gate smiling. A lot of them would have on their rival shirts with their teachers, their rival shirts with their teachers. Like if their teacher was a USC fan, they would be wearing UCLA. And it just became to be this really great cultural piece. And when we went to distance learning, I was like, well, why should it stop, right? Why don't we just keep this going? So I threw it out to my community. And before I knew it, I was receiving just a ton of photos and pictures. And my parents were just so happy that we were still keeping college in the forefront, even though we're from a distance. So
yeah, oh my gosh, I love seeing all those little kids with their shirts on. And I love the rivalries. But it's great that you continue to virtually like see a ton of pictures on social media every Wednesday. It probably brings a lot of joy to the families and the community just to see that you're continuing with that.
Yes, it just keeps that school connectiveness alive and well. And we just really wanted to keep that culture side going as much as possible when we're not physically together. So it's a huge thing that we're investing in right now.
And it's really important that we start the students learning about college, career, military options when they're young, especially elementary school. So can you talk about your college kickoff event and what you guys do for that every year?
Yeah, sure. So our district is awesome. I love the district we work for. We have this amazing visionary leader, Mr. McCormick. He's incredible, our fearless superintendent that just leads us so well. And he started pushing out this portrait of a graduate that he had created with several different stakeholders, just these different qualities that we want our students to graduate with so that they can be successful moving on. And out of that kind of birthed this idea of a college kickoff day. So from that, we were able to get real creative. He has this amazing ability to give really a clear vision, but then a lot of autonomy that just breeds creativity and innovativeness within the site. And we came together as a site and decided to invite Rancho Verde's band, which is our feeder school. So a lot of those students came here for elementary and a lot of my students will go there for high school. And they also performed at the Rose Parade. So they're amazing.
Wow.
Yes, they're an incredible nationally recognized band. They're just phenomenal. So they played their music while we did our pep rally and our parade. The parents came on campus with their caps and gowns. The all community was involved. Our teachers led their classes with their caps and gowns and their college banners. Our students had pom-poms and were holding posters of what they want to be when they grow up. And it was just a great start to the day. And then we did like an NCAA nation ball bracket tournament, which was great. I put on my ref shirt and our students got into it. And CVU, my brother-in-law works there, Kevin Rosa, he's the water polo coach.
Wow.
And they hooked us up with this huge basket for the winning team. So the winning team got totally geared out by CVU and it was just a great experience.
Wow, that's awesome. And yeah, I agree with you, Mr. McCormick is amazing. Amazing. I totally love all the stuff he does in your district and you do have an amazing team there. So I agree with you. Like you're very blessed and fortunate to work in such a great district. Yeah. And I did go to CBU. So kudos to CBU.
Lands up, right?
Yes, lands up. And you, maybe you can share a little bit about if elementary schools want to start a college kickoff, like where do they even start? Like even in this virtual world, if you can give tips, like maybe now as we're doing it on Zoom and then when we go back, next year, how they can do it, hopefully like in an actual traditional setting.
Yeah, I think in the virtual setting, ours is actually this Wednesday, our college kickoff. So this is like perfect timing because we had to tweak everything for this new reality that we're in. So we're doing virtual backgrounds. So all of our teachers have picked out their college to have for their virtual background during their Zoom meetings. We also ordered this huge sign that we're putting up at the gate and students get to come and take pictures in their college shirts and they can do a video explaining where they want to go to college and why. We're doing a lot of different things like that for distance learning. But I think the important thing if you're on distance learning or at a traditional model or a hybrid model is just really engaging all the stakeholders, motivating and not mandating, right? So not just teachers, but classified staff, parents, students, get a committee together and start brainstorming unique creative ideas that fit your site and your site's needs. I encourage making it fun and making sure that everybody is just full of joy, that it's not another mandate, but rather just a really good time to talk about college with our students, make them feel motivated, let them know that they can do amazing things and just really start there. If you have an initiative that is already highly successful, then I would integrate it with that initiative. So for example, if you have a really strong AVID program, well then incorporate this into that AVID program or a really strong early literacy program, incorporate college into literacy because those two are tied together. So I think just kind of taking what you're already being highly successful at and then just layering on this extra fun event to just increase your college culture would be great.
Yeah, I totally agree. Make it a celebration, not something extra that they feel they have to do. And getting everyone involved is totally the recommendation. We do that at our state from classified, certificate, everyone, admin gets involved. It's really important to get everyone involved on your campus if you can. Like our classified gets so excited just to help us and to even participate. So maybe you can also share about some other college or career events that you do at your site besides college kickoff.
Yeah, so we do college kickoff obviously once a year, but that is not enough to keep a college going culture alive and well. So we integrate a lot of different things. We do our College Shirt Wednesdays. We also do AVID Parent Nights where we really talk about college and those college skills, college readiness skills, going over that portrait of a graduate and then letting them know what we're doing to support their students in acquiring those highly successful skills, those soft skills sometimes that we talk about in education. Mm-hmm. We also do just a lot of different incorporations with our work with our SSC, with our PBIS committee, right? So when we're talking about showing our spots, because that's our PBIS slogan, because we're the Leopards, tying that into college. So, you know, respectful scholars are successful in college, right? Owning your actions is a huge part of being a successful college scholar. So it's not about doing more. We always, at our site, we say do less and obsess. It's more about just making those connections. So PBIS lends itself, AVID lends itself, early literacy lends itself, and then any kind of parent involvement night or back to school night, we talk about college. So they're always hearing about it. It's in morning announcements. It's just integrated throughout all the different kind of wheelhouses that we have going at our site. So it's just constantly on the forefront.
Yeah, no, that's great. I love that. So it's important to just integrate it into your program, whatever you're doing already. What advice do you have for school counselors and teachers that want to do something like this at their site? Like, how can they partner with their administrators just to help them be with a team and systemic approach, I guess you could say?
Yeah, I would definitely sit down. Like, I think building that team, that guiding coalition for this work is so important. I believe, and I know our district believes, in the people closest to the work leading the work, because they know best what students need, what students want. So my teachers are a huge sounding board for me, and they have great creative ideas. Again, braiding it in intentionally to other initiatives that you have going on, so it doesn't feel like one more thing, especially right now. I think everyone's pretty overwhelmed with distance learning, and there's a lot on our plates that's new. So not making it another have to or something out of compliance, but rather something that would just enhance all the wonderful things that all of our sites in Riverside are doing. So I would say just start small, start somewhere, and make sure you're engaging multiple stakeholders so you really get the best ideas.
And I was so excited to see last year you were in Forbes. It was such a great article, and I get so happy just to see, like, when people are doing stuff like what you're doing at your site. Can you share about what that meant to you when you came out in Forbes?
Gosh, that was such a special day. The way that all kind of played out was so organic and so amazing. I just tagged Better Make Room and Reach Higher in our videos and pictures from our college kickoff, just because it's a natural, you know, I just believe in their initiative. I believe in kids being well-equipped to be highly successful in life, regardless of their circumstances. And, you know, saying things out loud makes them happen. All of those things that Better Make Room and Reach Higher stand for. And Marone from Better Make Room reached out to me and said, do you mind if we just use some of your pictures and, you know, repost? And I said, no, please. Yes, please do. And then about a day later, she wrote back and said, we want you to write a blog about how to do this at an elementary school site. So the blog is still up on Forbes. I think it's in Val Verde. I'm trying to remember the exact title. It's in the Val Verde Unified School District College Readiness Kicks Off Early. So that's the title of the article. If any of your listeners want to look it up, there's a lot of more detailed ideas and things that we did here at LaSalle and in Val Verde. But I was just floored and astonished, and I was so proud of my site and my community and my teachers and my students for their hard work, just being featured on such a high level. I was just very honored, still very honored about it. The article is hanging up in my office because I still can't believe it. And I also love to point to my teachers, look at what you're doing. You know, you're not only making an impact here at this site, but you're impacting sites, you know, on a national level. So I'm just so proud. I'm just so honored and proud.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. It's important to showcase all the great work that you guys are doing. So I'm glad that you hung that up in your office or your school site. We have ours hung up in our counseling site. And I remember some of our parents were like, what's Forbes? So we had to explain it to them. And then they got really excited after we explained it to them. But I totally understand like why it's a big deal. And I was so excited for you guys because you're doing amazing work. And thank one you. Of the things that I do love about you also is that you seem to really care about your staff. And can you share about the staff appreciation signs you did in the spring and how much that meant to you and them?
Yes, yes. I love my staff. I adore all of them. We are a big family here. They work so hard for kids, every single one of them. It's just so, they make me a better person and a better educator. And when we were on a traditional model, you know, I would wheel around like a Starbucks cart every once in a while and make them coffee, go door to door and do LaCroix or put paydays in their cubbies or barbecue for them. And that huge void was just felt when we just closed down suddenly in March. And I could see them working harder than they've ever worked. And that affirmation for a teacher was no longer there immediately because you're looking at a screen with children instead of seeing those aha moments and having that personal interaction that really feeds you and keeps you going. So I was talking with my then assistant principal, now she's the principal at Bethune, she's amazing, Janilyn Driver. And we came up with this idea that we saw, well, actually we stole it from Twitter. We just made it a little cuter. And we drove to each of their houses. It was just a yard sign and it said a rock star teacher works here or is teaching here from a distance. And at LaSalle Elementary, Valverde Unified. And we delivered them to all 34 houses, which gave me a whole new appreciation for their commutes because some of them were very far away. I'm like, wow, you drive a lot. You drive very far every day. Just, you know, that gave me a new realization for their sacrifice too, you know, on a personal level. And it just made us feel like we were doing something. They loved it. We have other ideas that we're about to roll out here too in a little bit. So a little teaser. But yeah, I just feel like, again, Mr. Juan Cabral, Mr. McCormick, Mr. Lenore, Mr. Coleman, they model this servant leadership. And whenever I meet with them, especially Mr. Cabral during our principal meetings, he always talks about like, what are you doing to be a servant leader? What are you doing to serve those that you work, that you are running the site for? And I'm always just very cognizant of that, very reflective of what am I doing for my staff and what else can I do? And when I meet with my leadership or my staff, what do you need from me? What can I do? If it's a pack of Expo markers, I'll buy it for you. You know, if it's something as simple as, hey, next staff meeting, can you give us some time? Yes. Like a culture of yes is what we believe in at Valverde. And that's been instilled from the top. So I think when your cabinet is walking the walk and modeling that work, you feel inspired to do the same for your people. And especially now with distance learning, my one job is number one, to ensure equity and access for my students. And then number two, remove any barriers for my teachers right now. And every day I wake up just thinking, all right, how can I ensure equity and access? What can I do to support my teachers that are working harder than ever? And that's kind of how I gauge how effective my day was.
Yeah, I do know Mark Lenore. He's such a humble leader and he's definitely one of my favorite mentors.
Yes.
He is totally amazing. We just got to convince your cabinet to get a school counselor at the elementary schools, right?
Come on over. Come on over. No, yes, definitely. Yeah. I'll have to put that in their ear next time I see him.
Yes, that would be awesome. Please tell them. Hopefully they're listening to this podcast. But I would like to ask you, what are you most grateful for and what keeps you going even during these tough times?
Oh, I know when I was like thinking about this question, I was, you know, usually when you're doing a professional interview like this, you kind of keep it professional. But I think right now, all of our worlds are so blended, right? Like the personal and the professional are kind of one right now with distance learning and working from home and juggling it all at once. I'm so thankful for my faith and my family. Those are two things definitely that I'm just super, super thankful for. I don't know what I would do without those things. I'm also really thankful for my husband. He's, I don't know if you know, but he's a teacher at Pauley High School. He's a secondary teacher.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And he's also the head baseball coach there. So during this time, I've really just watched him teach from home and I think that's why I have so much empathy for teachers right now, because I get a front row seat.
Yeah, that's true. You do.
Yes. And I just know that it's hard right now for them, but they're all just stepping up and doing the best they can do. But on top of being an amazing teacher, an amazing coach, and pouring into his community, he teaches my second grade student who's distance learning, my TK child who's distance learning, and we have a 2-year-old.
Wow.
So I report to work every day, and he does that 5 days a week. Bless his heart. I don't know how he does it, but I'm just really fortunate and thankful for him. I'm also thankful for my students, my community, my parents, my PTO, my teachers, my staff, just everything that they do, how they wake up every day and give it 100% plus some. I also have some really awesome colleagues when I was reflecting about this that I'm very blessed and fortunate to work with. Laura Polito, Janilyn Driver, Denny Seagrave, Corby Warren, just amazing principals who share their best ideas, which is something Mr. McCormick always challenges us to do. Are you brave enough to share your best ideas? And they continually make me a better administrator because they share their best ideas with me. And I kind of tweak it, bring it to my site, and We make it fit the LaSalle way, but very thankful for them. And then again, just my cabinet, my empathetic leaders that lead by example, Mr. McCormick, Mr. Lenore, Mr. Cabral, Mr. Coleman, they're incredible. So
yeah,
definitely thankful for that.
That's a lot to be grateful for. Gratitude is something that we should all do every once in a while because it's really important. Is there anything else you would like our listeners to know?
I would just go back to the Forbes article and just, especially for elementary, I know secondary, you guys have been doing an amazing job with college readiness for quite some time. Yes, you're amazing. I just love watching you, love all your ideas. You need to teach me how to do TikTok because you're really good at that.
Oh, well, thank you. I try my best.
You're awesome. But I think just starting at kinder and talking about college, because if we do a good job here at elementary, then by the time they get to you guys, it's not, am I going to go to college or do I want to? It's, I'm going and this is where I want to go. And these are the classes I need to take to get there. And I already know about FAFSA and I already know about A through G and I'm prepared. And I think we need to empower our youth to understand that their circumstances does not determine their future. It's their choices. And that it's our job as educators to remove those barriers and create equity and access. But the younger we can teach them about it, what a gift is that? You know, by the time they get to high school, it's not this overwhelming, you know, rush to get into college. It's, I already know all these things and I'm well prepared to take this on.
Yeah, I totally agree. And one of the things that I do encourage my elementary school counselor friends to do is to really like highlight everything, not just university, but like community college, military, career technical education, apprenticeship. So when the students get to high school, and if they don't want to go straight to a four-year and they want to serve our country, like, hey, that's a big deal. Like, they need to understand, like, we support them, we cheer for them across the board, no matter what option they choose after high school. And I will make sure that I do post your Forbes article in the YouTube link when we do post that on our YouTube channel, because I do want everyone to read that article because it was a great article.
Oh, thank you so much. There goes my light. Thank you so much. No, yeah, it was an honor to be featured, but yes. And like you said, different pathways. It doesn't have to necessarily be college. But what I tell my students is I want every pathway open for you so that you can choose whatever you'd like. And that way you don't feel like you have to pick something because you weren't prepared or weren't ready to open up a certain pathway for yourself. So yes, our military is an awesome way to go. Our trades and different things like that, technical jobs are awesome as well. But it's all about finding your passion and purpose. So
yeah. And at the end of our podcast, we like to do the Sunshine Spotlight. Can you tell our listeners at least one thing that's made you happy this week?
Yes. I was thinking about this, and my family and I go to the Sierras a lot to camp and fish, and we were coming back this weekend, and our car broke down, and we're two educators, so the whole, like, the car thing is not our skill trait, you know, not something that we're very familiar or well-versed in, and this wonderful family pulled over and helped us and got our car started, and didn't ask for anything, was super gracious with their time. And my husband and I were talking on the ride home because it's a long drive, how important it is to use our skill sets to help others and to act with kindness and gratitude, like you were mentioning, and instilling that in our children too, that we don't have to be great at everything, but what you are talented and gifted in, it's your duty to pay it forward. So that was a bright spot or bright thing that happened. It wasn't a great thing that our car broke down, but it did make me reflect on just paying it forward and always sharing your gifts with others.
Yeah, I'd have to say mine was that I'm just so incredibly grateful for our administrators, our principal and our assistant principals, because they do so much behind the scenes, like, and they're making home visits and they're doing a lot of work. Like, they're the frontline workers. And I think a lot of people know that, but they don't realize how much work goes into it. So I'm very happy and grateful for them. And I would just also like to thank you so much for being on our podcast. Again, you're doing amazing work and I hope that other people will check out your Instagram. What is your Instagram in case they want to follow along?
Yes, it's at LaSalleVVUSD. And it's the same handle for our Twitter account as well. We're very active on social media, so feel free to jump on and see our pictures. A lot of things that would be easy to replicate at any level.
All righty, Katie. Well, thank you. If you could just say goodbye to all of our listeners.
Bye, you guys. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you so much, Priscilla. You're amazing.
Thank you. Bye, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Reach Higher Riverside. You can follow us on Twitter at RH Riverside. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel at Reach Higher Riverside. You can also subscribe to our iTunes or Google Play Music and give us a rating. Thank you so much for listening in. We appreciate all of you tuning in. And as Michelle Obama would say, when they go low, we reach higher.